Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I want to talk to you today. We're still in a study on the power of your confession. And today I want to talk about the fruit of your lips. The fruit of your lips. Evangelist said that this is a year of harvest. That means reaping fruit. And I guarantee you this year, you will reap the fruit of your lips. Now, for many, that's going to be good. For some, they need to get it together. Because you don't want to reap what you've been sowing with your mouth. But I want you to go with me into the book of John, chapter 14. And verse number 1 through 4, John chapter 14. John, the book of the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And we're going to start at verse number 1 through 4. I've taught briefly on this particular subject, but I want to go in a little bit more depth. That's why there's so many scriptures, so that you can research it and God can speak to you revelatorily. Is that right? Okay, John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is our Lord Yeshua, Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Okay, let's pause there. Now, when we've spoken about these particular verses before, I brought out a word in verse number 1. Now, let me go back. Chapter 13 and before, the disciples are troubled. Jesus has told Peter that he's going to deny him. Peter said, I'll go to death. I'll die with you. But he said, no, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times. So they're troubled. Now he starts by saying, let not your heart be troubled. Okay, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, with seeing what's coming on the face of the earth, look at someone and tell them, don't let your heart be troubled. This is Jesus' message. Don't be troubled about this stuff. That's not your portion. That's not your destiny. Your destiny is in a kingdom, the kingdom of God. So in that first verse, the words, I go to prepare a place for you, were not spoken at his ascension. He says, get it back up for me, if you will, verse 1 and 2, I think. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Now, he's not about to ascend. He's not. He hasn't finished the course yet in the earth. As a matter of fact, he's not even got, heaven's not even in view. What's in view is the cross. He was headed to the cross. So where many are mistaken, they've taken this chapter 14 of John, and they've looked at it from a viewpoint of seeing heaven and mansions. But I want to bring it into perspective here so that we get an understanding of what God is doing now. Amen. Okay, so Jesus was not ascending. He was not about to leave. But he said, I go away. I have to go away, and I'm going to go away and prepare a place for you. Get it back up. Prepare a place for you. Next verse, chapter 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, again, many, like myself, for a long time, I thought okay, Jesus talking about going to heaven, build me a crib up there, you know, real nice crib, about 30 rooms, about pool, you know, all of that stuff, a mansion, but this is not what he's talking about. This chapter has nothing, no reference to heaven. The only time you see mansion in the Bible is there, in this verse, mansion, in this context, mansion. Okay? So we want to expound on what all this means to us now, because it's better than just waiting on, you know, a big old house up in the sky when you see what he's doing. All right, so let me say it again. The words, "I go to prepare a place for you," were not spoken at his ascension. Jesus wasn't on his way to heaven. He was on his way to die at Calvary. So he said, "I go away. There's something I have to do. And in my doing that, I'm preparing a place for you." Now, again, that word, and we'll look deeper into it, that word "for," the King James, that's not the word that's there. In the original Greek, that's not the word. The word is "in." Yes. "I go away to prepare a place in you." Yes. Okay, that shifts the whole narrative. Yes. Not somewhere for you somewhere. You know, this thing too, you know, people pray many times like God is way, way somewhere. God is in your breath. Amen. Yahweh. Amen. Every time you breathe. That's how close he is to you. You praying and hoping he hears you way up there. He's right here. We pray, "Lord, send your kingdom down." The kingdom's inside you. Come on, let's shift the perspective so we see this thing as it is, so the devil can stop hoodwinking us. Amen. Thinking God is the forgot about you. God hears every word, knows every feeling, every thought. Huh? Every breath you breathe, that's God. That ain't your breath. I'm going to hold my breath. That ain't your breath. That's his breath. He gave that to you. And when he takes it, you won't have none. First thing a child with a pop, he starts to breathe. Let everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. When you leave here, what happens? Breath stops. Because it's time to go. But while you're here, you're God. Tell somebody, I belong to God. All souls are God, but all souls don't serve God. He is the light that lighteth every soul that cometh into the world. Don't nobody come here without God. Amen. Jesus said, he is the light that lighteth every soul. Anyone that's born, they're born because of God. They have breath because of God. So there's an eternal principle working in their life. The breath of God. Even animals have breath. That's why the word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. They praise him in their own way. See, ants and insects and that praise God by doing what he created them to do. That's praising God. It's only folk that act up. They just do what they do. That's praising God. That's a praise to God. You see an animal that's rabid or something, they acting crazy. Right? Well, why do humans? Well, we know the story behind Lucifer, Satan, the deception and all that, but if we just do what we were created to do and become all that we were created to be, that's worship to God. Yes. When the Lord told Abraham, and evangelist touched on this, when he told Abraham to offer Isaac, he told the servant, "Stay here. I and the lad will go yonder and worship." What was he doing? He was obeying God. More than our songs, which we sing and we thank God for a powerful praise and worship team. Amen? Amen. Can we give them a good God bless you this morning? Keep on taking us there. Keep on taking us there. Amen. Beyond that, though, your obedience is the highest form of worship. Yes, now, after you've done sung the songs, go out and obey. Don't get in no fights before you leave church. Right? Don't offend anybody, don't hurt anybody's feelings. Just keep obeying God. Amen. Jesus was on his way to die at Calvary. The subject of John 14 is not heaven. So many are trying to get out when God is trying to get in. Heaven is real. It is. There's a city called the New Jerusalem. It's coming down. God's going to make his abode with man again. Streets of gold, all of that. I believe in all of that. But here it's not talking about that. Heaven is real, but it's not mentioned, as I said, not one time in this chapter. It's not talking about heaven. So let's dig into what it's talking about. John chapter 14, same chapter, verse 12 and 13. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. The phrase where Jesus says, I go away to prepare a place for you, again, I want to really emphasize this, is actually, I go to prepare a place in you. Somebody say, not for me, but in me. Say it again, not for me, but in me. This is why if you purpose 100 to get yourself in alignment, the yoke becomes easy. Because it's not God having to do something out there. If he can do it, if he can get it done in here, you just align with him. Then you begin to live a higher life, the Zoe life, the abundant life. You don't have to pursue it. It comes to you. Amen. You start to appreciate everything. You begin to be enlightened. God begins to talk to you. His voice becomes so much clearer. See, because God is in everything. See, understand that. He's not just in the four walls of this church on a Sunday morning where people shouting and sweating. No. He's everywhere. Some of us need to know he's out there when you get out there. He's in your car with you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.